come on. Come on, follow me, please. Pretty please, with sugar on top. Thanks. Listen, I couldn't hear myself think out there. No, of course, I'm having a great time. Your friends can actually throw a decent party, especially when we're here to compensate for their crushing lack of coolness. Oh, please, we are too cool. Or as I like to say, too cool for school. There is condensation positively dripping off of us out there. People were resting their beers on us to keep them chilled. Okay. No. I really do like your friends. Some of the girls here are, well, I think you noticed them too. Hmm? What's this face I'm making? Plotting? How dare you besmirch my motives? Although, I did just drag you into the lounge room, away from the party, far away from earshot. No witnesses. No, I really just wanted to talk. I promise, I won't touch you at all. It's just, well, you can't hide anything from me, you know. Well, I saw you checking that girl out. Oh, you know the one. The one with the short pixie haircut and the ass that screams, I do squats. She was wearing those leather pants straight out of the 90s. Yeah, you definitely noticed how tight those were. Oh, I could see little twitches of your jaw every time she bent over, thrusting out that toned, leather-painted ass, flicking back her hair whenever she smiled at you. She knew, and I knew, and I bet you anything, she knew that I knew that she knew. Oh, no, it's okay, I'm not jealous. I know that you know whom you belong to. Oh, but I really like to see you lusting after women you can't have. Oh, getting twitchy in those tight jeans of yours, trying to sneak glances without getting caught or feeling guilty. Almost squirming. And you know how I like to watch you squirm. She noticed you too, you know. Chatting with your friends, but looking over to size you up. I like seeing that too. Showing you off. Making that little girl bite her lip. Bend over just a little further than she normally would. Because she thinks you'll notice. Oh, and looking at your cock tenting in those jeans? Yeah, you definitely noticed. No, I'm really not jealous. I want you squirming. In fact, I want you to stroke your cock. That's why I brought you in here. Yep, right here in the lounge room. It'll be a while before someone comes looking for us. And I want you to jerk your cock so it's nice and hard for me. Sweetheart, I am not asking. That's what I like to see. Unzipping. Getting ready. Your cock is so pretty when you're all worked up. All that blood rushing in, but not quite lifting it up. Not just yet. Jerk yourself. Get it hard. That's right. Good boy. Get your fist nice and tight around that shaft. This is not about teasing you. I'm not asking for endurance. You've squirmed plenty tonight, and I want you to come. Yeah, silly, did I stutter? I want you to come right here, jerking yourself off for me, without me laying a single finger on you. I promise not to touch you, remember? Yes, the lounge room, not the bathroom or bedroom. No doors we could close. We're alone for now. But at any moment, someone from the party could walk in and see us. See me, fully dressed, just grinning at you. And you, with muscles all tense, standing there at attention, pumping your cock like a horny teenager. Oh, I love to watch you do that. You're like a toy that can play with itself. Hold it. Stop. Just squeeze the base for a few seconds. Harder. There we go. Viscous, shiny drop of pre-cum. I'm going to get up, walk over to you, reach out. Hold very still. I'm still not going to touch you. But if I place my finger just here against that droplet, stroking right against the slit of your cock, is practically throbbing with how hard you're squeezing it and stealing that precious drop. Oh, that is the taste of need, sweetheart. Are you feeling teased? You may start stroking again, I suppose. Oh, so eager. You're going to give yourself friction burns at that rate. Here, let me help you out with that. Without touching. Oh, that feels better, doesn't it? Oh, it sounds lovely, too. You're putting on a great show for me, sweetie. A better show than that girl out there put on for you, even. I was watching her, too, you know. That full, round ass, curving down into muscular thighs. Oh, we can tell she never skips leg day. I wonder how she'd react to you reaching over and slapping her right on that ass. I even wonder whether she'd like if I spanked it myself, or if I used my crop or my paddle and turned it bright red, making her cry and scream while you fucked her from the front. Oh, I saw your cock twitch just now. I know you, sweetheart. Everything you feel, every thought you have, and I love hearing you grunt as you fuck into your hand, wishing it was my pussy. That's the thing about leather pants, or, I don't know, maybe they're pleather. Anyway, tight as they are, they're all about looking good. Skirts are fucking good in that they're practical. You can raise them up, revealing the top of my thigh highs, higher so easily to show off the smooth skin of my thighs, with the tops of the thigh highs just cutting into them. Yes, I can just keep lifting until my good boy is gazing at my lacy panties. And the small dark spot slowly growing larger at their front. Yes, you are turning me on, sweetheart. You look so yummy, just sweating and straining in front of me. You want to come. You need to come. And you're going to come. The question is, where? In my panties? Creative. I could lift up my skirt and stand right in front of you, pulling my panties out with the other hand. And you could pant and grunt right on top of me as you jerked yourself off into the lace, straining not to touch me. And then we'd go back outside, and for the rest of the night I'd feel your warm calm cooling against my pussy, drying in my panties. But maybe you just want to come, to forget about aim, to close your eyes and open your mouth and moan. Moan for me. Let me hear you, good boy. Maybe You're just going to spurt and shoot in the middle of the room for anyone to see. And I'll be on my knees in front of you, moving to catch it all over my chest. Ropes of your thick seed shooting out and covering me, marking me, because it's mine. Your cum is mine, like your cock is mine. Are you getting close? Get closer. Hold yourself at the edge. Oh, you are such a good boy. And I'd wipe it onto my fingers and suck them clean. Wipe and push that creamy load off my tits and between my lips. And I'd walk out of here with a taste of your cum on my tongue. You'd go right over to that sexy short-haired girl until we were face to face, my arm wrapped around you, and I'd swallow. Are you going to come? Are you going to come for me, sweetheart?
Stop. Hands off. Stop jerking. Stop it. Hands in the air. Do not move and do not come. Hands up. That's good. Just breathe and relax.
Your cock is twitching and jerking on its own. Pre-cum dripping down onto the carpet. You came so fucking close to coming, didn't you? Was it painful, letting go at the last second? It was, wasn't it? Oh, you look so sad. You really thought you were going to come?
But, sweetheart, you were such a good boy. You let go as soon as I told you. No matter how much you wanted to blow that creamy load onto my chest, you obeyed. That makes me so happy.
Ah, you actually choked a little when I kissed your cheek. Are you really still that sensitive? If I run my fingers up and down your thigh, like this, does that make you want to come? Oh, you're all tense and growly. I love it when you look like you could kill something, like you could grab me by the throat and fuck my brains out over the back of this couch. I love doing that to you. You wouldn't dare. Come on, let's go back out to the party. Put your cock away first. Oh, but be gentle. You're still not allowed to come. Not until I say so. Maybe, if you're very good, you'll get your chance later. Maybe I want you to introduce me to the short-haired girl first. She seemed to be trying to tease you. So we have at least one thing in common. We both like to watch you squirm.